This month, 5,000 aspiring novelists are participating in National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo. It's a program dedicated to soliciting laughably awful yet lengthy prose. Participants are expected to write 50,000 words by the end of November. Commentator Heather Havrileski is one of them.
In order to successfully complete my novel, I have to write about 2,500 words or 5 single-spaced pages per weekday. That might be a real challenge for some of the participants, but not for me, because I have Continuous Speech Recognition Software, CSR for short. So I'm going to dictate my entire novel to my computer. If that sounds too good to be true, that's because it is. But as a card-carrying sucker, I just had to order the software. I pictured myself, headset on, pacing and dictating confidently, gesturing grandly like a captain of industry. And with my hands free, I could even do my nails or whip up some lunch or clean the shutters, all the while writing a masterpiece. Modern technology truly is a gift to a whole new generation of lazy, mediocre writers. After installing the software, I put on the headset and say, "Testing." "Testing," types the computer, like magic. Now let's see, what do I have to say? I take a deep breath. The cursor blinks expectantly. Finally, after what seems like an hour, I come up with a sentence. Marcia had never seen so many candy bars before. My computer types. Marshall never seen uncanny porch before. I've never seen uncanny porch before either. I picture the jacket cover for my novel, brimming with deeply original imagery. The most unique American author of this century. Unfortunately, my computer seems to misunderstand everything I say. But that's okay, so does my boyfriend. I speak more slowly, in that condescending tone I reserve for small children and men I'm seeing. And it works. Soon my future is clear. Unfettered by the mechanics of actually typing words onto the page, I will write countless fantastic books, just like John Updike, but better. A new Turbo Updike. I'll speak at colleges, I'll toss off little tidbits for the New Yorker. His novels will come to seem like child's play compared to my fantastically original award-winning novels, each filled with prose so alive it leaps off the page. Prose that alive can only leap off the page, after all, because it leapt onto the page. Yes, from my mouth to the page the words will leap gracefully, effortlessly, endlessly, until I am a world-renowned, celebrated, Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist. My revelry is interrupted when my dog Lucy hears something outside and starts barking loudly. The computer types, "When Work Africa Economic Package." I had no idea Lucy knew anything about the African economy. With the help of continuous speech recognition software, Lucy will outshine Updike and fill the shelves of Barnes & Noble with her literary genius. Well, hopefully, I can at least persuade her to take me along on her book tour.
Heather Havrileski dictates in Los Angeles. So far, she's up to 13,118 words.